So we're living in some strange times right now. Very, very strange times. And up on Jailbreak Overlander, I have posted Faraday bags, making heat when there is no heat, surviving in and outdoors in the wintertime if there's no electricity, surviving outdoors in the winter if there's no electricity. And I really debated on this, but I posted this video on Jailbreak, and YouTube ain't liking it so far, and it's not even live yet. Yeah, what you need to know about Israel and what they think of you. I've posted it. It'll be live tomorrow. But YouTube is already hitting me left, right, and center. But you know what? At this point in the game, it doesn't matter. Now, this channel's got 100, I don't know if you can see that, 146,000 subscribers. And you can make a really decent living off a channel that big if you color within the lines, if you do what these people say. I have an issue with that. Because I never started on YouTube ever in my entire life to become popular, to become famous, to become wealthy, none of those things. It's not my cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? I've been warning people about this since the day I started, and it's funny because this is all really, really coming to pass big time. It's astonishing to me how many people don't see what's going on.
Yeah, that's right above the.
Yep. And while doing my daily scrub of YouTube, Twitter, all the social media platforms, it's also astonishing how many people. I mean, NASA's coming out telling us there'll be a second moon in the sky, but it's only going to be 33 feet wide, so we won't be able to see it. But technically, it's a second moon. And then you go back and you see that lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people have been posting videos about additional things in the sky. The amount of chemtrailing they're doing in New Mexico, in Colorado, in Texas are insane. Absolutely insane. And the amount of UFOs people are seeing in the sky over the last couple of years is absolutely insane. And I gotta remember, there'll be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. Years and years ago, I looked up if you wanted to do a hologram, or if you wanted to shoot lasers and project images into the sky. So basically, if you wanted to use the sky like a giant movie screen, what would you need to do? What would be the best elements to inject into the atmosphere? And most of you already probably know the answer because I posted it long ago, along with the patents and the information: barium, strontium, and aluminum. Barium, strontium, and aluminum in the atmosphere. No, it does two things. Just like everything they do, it's multifaceted. When you're dealing with fallen entities, you have access to some information that mere mortals do not. Not only does barium, strontium, and aluminum cause ADHD, Alzheimer's, all sorts of. It wreaks havoc on the human body because it's all heavy metals. Barium, strontium, and aluminum are exactly what you would need if you wanted to start doing something like Project Bluebeam. And I know Bluebeam's outdated, it's got a new name, but who cares at this point? And here's the other thing. Here's something else I wanted to mention. And this bums me out. But I told people a while ago that in a real society, because there's enough people that left that basically have some common sense, in a real society, people would vote for Trump because he's the only other option. They wouldn't vote for Harris and Biden. But here's the deal. I already said this. I showed you the movie War Games, where they were discussing how they would deal with another January 6th, even though the original January 6th was once again a false flag and complete and utter bullshit. And if you don't believe that, again, I'm going to remind you to watch this video. It's by a YouTube channel called Wolves in Finance. And as you can see, it has a I understand and wish to proceed button. And it basically, now that January 6th is well behind us, 2021, well behind us, now all the actual information's coming out, and this was nothing but a false flag. Nothing but a false flag whatsoever at all. But I told you that no matter what happens, the Department of Homeland Security is doing a cyber attack test on November 5th. Because why not mess around with the government's electronics while we're trying to figure out who the new president of the United States is, right? No matter what happens, Trump will win, but then he'll lose, and it'll be handed over to Kamala. Because just like back in the old days when people kept thinking that Trump was going to lose to Hillary Clinton, I told everybody that's not the case. Trump won't lose to Hillary Clinton. Trump will win because the Clinton people, her supporters, would cause chaos, and that's what they were looking for. And that's exactly what happened. So this time around, they're going to steal the election from Trump blatantly, even though it's all a complete and utter hoax, nonsensical bullshit anyways, because they want the desired effect, which will be what they've been making movies about, apparently, like this one. They put out this movie, War Games, showing what they would do if January 6th were to occur again, if somehow Trump lost and his supporters freaked out. They put out an entire movie. And right before that, they put out a DOD directive that I'm showing you right now saying that troops can now fire on American citizens. That means they can call in anything the military has to bear, not just a troop. They could bring in drones. Do you see what I'm saying? This is a big deal. One of my subscribers that I have a lot of respect for literally just texted me and said, you know what? You may be right about the election, and sent me a link to an Alex Jones video. And that just dropped his stock to me so much. That somebody would actually listen to Alex Jones, even though we know that his job was and still is to make everybody in YouTube look stupid. Alex Jones called his own subscribers delusional. Alex Jones got sued, but he didn't really get sued. Come on, people, wake up. Alex Jones told all of us. You know how we know that his father was in the Central Intelligence Agency? Because Alex Jones told us. Do you know why Alex Jones got so big? Because his job was to tell you a little bit of truth and then divert you down the rabbit hole he wants you to go down. There's bases on the moon. No, there isn't. There isn't anything on the moon. The moon is a light. The moon is a lesser light to rule the night. The sun is a larger light to rule the day. Sevenfold brighter than the moon. You see what I'm saying? So anybody listening to Alex Jones, you might as well just listen to Satan, because Satan will tell you a lot of stuff that's probably true. But he's still going to lead you astray. It just blows me away. I'm pretty pissed off right now, to be totally and completely honest. But the video that I did the other day on Israel, I was working on my truck all day long, and working on my truck at elevation at 7,000 feet above sea level kicks my butt. And as a matter of fact, I'm noticing as every year goes by, the higher I go, the more the elevation kicks my butt. But I digress. At any rate, you see stuff like this right here? They are absolutely going to pull exactly what I'm telling you they're going to pull. Something bad, something wicked comes this way comes. Okay? They're even having the world's biggest YouTuber. This kid's got like 311 million subscribers because his name is Mr. Beast. And believe it or not, his best friend, Mr. Beast, promoted him to all the children that watch because it's a children-oriented channel. They promoted his new pal going from being a Christian father, married, Christian, etc., to a transgender thing. And Mr. Beast promoted it. Well, guess what? It turns out that all these people, Mr. Beast and his transgender friend and all this stuff, yeah, they're all messed up with minors right now. So all of a sudden, magically, you've got P. Diddy, you've got Mr. Beast, you've got all sorts, all the biggest YouTubers that deal with children getting caught messing with children. You see what I'm saying? How come that's never happened to me? You know why? Because I'm a normal dude. You don't mess with children. That's the thing right there. That's the thing right there that was a, this. That was a man who was married with a child who decided to transition over to a woman live, and Mr. Beast supported it. My point being is they're doing everything they can to keep people distracted while they get this entire New World Order up and rolling right now. And they are. They absolutely, without a doubt, are. Israel killing people, that's, if you're going to try to change over everything to a one world government, one world order, one world religion, Israel is taking care of the nonstop, everyday, hour-to-hour blood sacrifices. Because in order to pull this off, in order for these guys to take this whole thing over, they need blood sacrifices. And that's exactly what they're doing. I'm sorry that I'm showing this wacky stuff. I didn't even notice it. But everything that's going on in Spain, in all over the United States. They're using the weather as a weapon. Go back to 2002. I said, when these guys go for this, they're going to use everything they have all at one time. It's not going to stop. As you noticed, all of a sudden, every time you turn around, every day, it's not even every day, every hour, something new happens. It's impossible to keep up. But you know what? Your job right now isn't to keep up. Keep your eye on you. Keep your eye on where you're going to spend eternity. Keep your eye on your soul and pray. Because prayer is the biggest thing, the biggest weapon that we have as Christians. And sadly, we have been mishandling it, misusing it, and worrying about things that are worldly. I'm guilty of it. Everybody's guilty of it. That's just all there is to it. But this stuff right here, it's going to continue. Left, right, center. We've got another storm coming up to Florida right now into Texas. It's insane. And like I said, I've never seen them spraying quite as bad and quite as consistently as they are right now. I mean, it's a full blanket directly and totally in front of the sun. And now they're saying there's two moons in the sky, etc. And there's a lot of scuttlebutt going around saying that this thing is, this 33-foot wide moon is actually 2 kilometers wide. But I can't speak on that because I don't know. But these guys are spraying like there's no tomorrow. And I guess there kind of isn't really, to be perfectly honest. But understand this, and understand this well. I have been posting everything over here to Facebook, and they don't seem to have an issue with it. You see what I mean? But the Department of Defense new directive where they can fire on American citizens on most channels, on pretty much every channel that I've followed, it's only lasted a day, and then they move on to the next thing. Because every single time you turn around, there's another thing like the 2024 Homeland Security Critical Infrastructure Conference. You know what I mean? It just doesn't seem to have an ending. It's not going to. So I posted things like this so you can protect yourself because we don't know how long it's going to possibly take. You know what I mean? I've got subscribers that I recently just visited up in their compounds up in Iowa. And apparently the talk of the town up there, and this is rural Iowa, is the last several days they've had these guys coming down so low that they're actually bringing their livestock and such in. Oh, they're just looking for element. No, we don't. Yeah, you know what? I know what the article says. I know what this is supposed to be doing. I know what this thing's job is. It's to look for minerals and it's other things like that, survey grids. But I'm telling you what, there's more to it than this. The fact that this thing found its way to one of the houses that was the first house that I met on this road trip freaks me out because he's way off the grid, way off the grid. He doesn't live in a neighborhood. You know what I mean? The guy's got his own lake on his property and these things are buzzing them. As a matter of fact, let me show you. This thing was flying so low over the farm today, I could hit it with a rock. You see what I'm saying? So I told him I'd hit my buddy at NASA to see what he could find out. So there it is. Why is this thing looking for rare minerals or surveying on somebody's completely paid for and owned property that they're not, you know what I mean? Like this, you're on someone's private property, but you're flying this thing so low that they could have hit it with a rock. Yeah, something wicked this way comes, people. That's just all there is to it. So do not be surprised that these guys are literally putting out a movie called War Games. War Games. Where they're concerned about January 6, 2025. This is kind of an impromptu video because you know what? I'm tired. I'm really tired, guys. We don't know how long it's going to take for this entire... If this thing goes down, because we have a variety of activities, we could have a cyber attack because that's what they're getting ready for. You know what I mean? On election day. I mean, you don't do something like this on the most important day of the year. But they are. We're already getting reports of, you know, votes being stolen, duplicate votes. Of course, that's how it's America, man. We're the ultimate banana republic right now. The rest of the world is laughing at us. But the rest of the world seems to think that, you know, this is just happening to us. No, this is just the way they're dealing with us. They're making us the most satanic, the most unbelievable country in the world. We have so many woke imbeciles. It's unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable. And the internet's just turned it into a commodity. They just make jokes about it and do absolutely nothing. The Department of Defense initialized a new directive September 27th, 2024, allowing the military to fire and kill American citizens. Something we've been speculating on for years, years. And now it's here. And, you know, Americans, turn the page. Something else just happened. Mr. Beast is in trouble. P. Diddy got locked up. Oh, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely, utterly, completely unbelievable. But this is where we live right now. But here's the deal. If you live in another country, you're not immune from this, guys. I'm sorry to say it, but you're not immune from this. Your government's already done their own war games. They just didn't tell you. Our government tells us because they know we won't hear a thing. You see what I'm saying? All countries are going down. This is a new world order. And all of them belong to it. They all talk shit about each other. Ah, this guy in North Korea, Putin. They're all friends, man. They're all in the same club. They're all in the exact same club. It's political theater. If they all lock down their countries, they're all in on it. And the pandemic proved it. At any rate, most important thing I can possibly tell you is to get your house in order and do it now. Richie from Boston. I'm out.